going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Show number two, we are at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, and that right there is the guy who is seated next to me, Slain.
What's up, man? Good to see you.
Great to see you.
This is a lot different than the other ones I've come on in the studio. You got a whole room full of people here. This is a cool setup.
We got a whole bunch of people here. Give Slain a round of applause, please. Actor, rapper, all-around good guy. I think still everyday listener of the show, but I don't know. We haven't spoken in a while.
I'm a regular listener.
Okay, regular listener.
I'm pretty busy nowadays, so I don't always get to listen to the radio.
Oh, all right. So cool.
Well, Courtney is obsessed with the town, so we should probably get that out of the way.
No, obsessed doesn't even begin. Santo and I watch the town at least three times a week, and he texts me, he's like, Slain's coming on the show today? I'm like, yeah. We are constantly, 551 Bunker Hill Street, come by anytime. It's the most quotable movie of all time. It's a piece of art.
I'll only give him your first names.
Oh, so good.
I mean, is that the film that you get asked about the most?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get recognized from the town in like Russia. I've had people in Germany like scream across the street.
Yeah. It is, you might get asked about the Joker, although people are probably asking for their money back.
Yeah. Well, Joker 2 definitely didn't get as well received as we'd hoped, but I'm still proud to be in it, man. I think 5-10 years from now, people are going to look at it a different way.
You do?
I do, because I think, it's a $200 million art film, and people wanted an action movie. You know, they want a superhero movie. And I heard you guys talking on the show earlier about Liam Hendricks and all that.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what the movie's about. It's about rage in America and how we kind of put these mentally ill people on a pedestal and we're rooting for the worst outcome. Like, we want the Joker to blow up Gotham.
Yeah.
And I think this movie didn't deliver on that. Instead, it turned the mirror on the audience. So I think people don't like that.
Yeah, we want to see Batman. We want that element of the Joker, you know, the introduction of where's Batman, because the Joker character, you know, is like the arch enemy of Batman. And when there's kind of like no real Batman, I'm like, what are we doing here? You know, it's like a musical.
But I think Todd Phillips, to his credit, the guy has balls to do that. So I went and saw that movie at Venice. It was in the Venice Film Festival, and I had another one there called King Ivory. And when I saw him, he's like, "You ready?" And I was like, "Yeah, man." He's like, "We'll see how it goes." You know, like, it doesn't cater to the audience. So he knew that it was an artistic swing, and I respect him for it.
But you feel like in 5-10 years, people will look back and say that movie meant something.
I do, because it's definitely a statement movie. It's an artistic statement.
I love that statement you just made, that we put mentally ill people on a pedestal and we celebrate the demise of success. Like, it used to be when, I don't know how old you are, probably around the same age, growing up, was American Idol. Like, everybody wanted to be a celebrity because they wanted to achieve something. And then at a certain point in the mid-2010s, I don't know the exact reason, I don't know the exact day, we celebrated victims and got angry at success.
Well, it was reality TV, right? It was like the onslaught of reality TV, and then social media, where everybody's a reality show on social media. Everybody has this platform. So I think, you know, getting back to what you were saying earlier in the show, people feel empowered to reach out to anybody and just be nasty anonymously.
Right.
And, you know, you're talking about a mental health crisis. that was something that I struggled with, what Liam Hendricks was, and this is early in my career, like, and I remember I used to track people down and chin check them, you know, and then you realize, like, once it becomes too big, you can't chin check everybody, you can't track everybody down, it's not good for your own well-being. And what I started realizing is people experience the world the way they feel about themselves. So when someone's saying, like, I hope you die, they're really saying that about themselves. So, like, if someone's saying, you suck, basically, they, put the I in front of it. They're really saying, I suck. And that took the power out of it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really, like, interesting. Yeah. You know. That's a great way to put it.
You brought up King Ivory. Mm-hmm. I don't know, when does that film come out?
That comes out in the fall. So that was a small indie movie we did. It's with Ben Foster, Melissa Leo, a lot of great actors. It's about fentanyl in America. And we shot it for $3 million. It ended up getting into the Venice Film Festival, and it just got major distribution. So it comes out in the fall on, I think, 1,500 screens.
Yeah. Wow. And that explores kind of...
the opiate epidemic.
Yeah.
And from the cartel stage to the people selling it. And I play a cop who's the... I play the main character, James Badgedale's partner. And his son gets addicted to fentanyl. Yeah. So it's, you know, there's... several stories kind of colliding.
And I know Wiggy wants to talk about Running Man. And so that I have an issue sometimes on the remakes.
Yeah.
But tell me why I should be happy that this film is being remade.
Well, I was just talking to Wiggy off air about it a little bit, and it's not really a remake of the original movie. I think that let you down.
Yeah, right? A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's more based on, it's actually a book written by Stephen King. He wrote it under a pen name. And it's a more updated spin on it, but I think it's going to be great.
Like, it is.
I went out to London, and you know, was fortunate enough to be part of a small part of a cool cast.
Josh Brolin's amazing. So you know, I think you know, when him in a movie, he's such a great actor. So I'll watch it just for that.
Two words: Glenn Powell.
Yeah, he's a good,
really nice guy.
Really
nice guy. Yeah, most of my stuff was with Glenn, and you know, just cool cat. I'm a role player, man. When
yeah.
I go into movies, I'm a role player. I just get in where I fit in and try to bring my A game to the smaller roles. And
but it's so difficult. I never could act. But just think of the cast in the town and the brilliance, you know, whether it's John Hamm or Ben Affleck. I mean, it's this unbelievable collection of Oscar-winning great actors. And you were able to, in your role, distinguish yourself in a way that is so... all the memorables, I'll take a pinch driving out of there. Like, a movie that had so many memorable moments with some of the best actors of all time, you had the ability to use your role and stand out. So I just think it's such a unique thing and a unique skill that you possess.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. I mean, you know, I think you just try to bring the truth to whatever that character is. And I had the advantage, like, when Ben cast me in Gone Baby Gone, it was really just playing like people that I grew up around, so it was easy. It was an easy introduction to film, and then the town was kind of also a follow up to that. And you know, that was my acting school. I never went to acting school. I never studied to be an actor or anything like that. And Ben actually told me, if you ever go to acting school, I'll never hire you again.
What was the most fun movie that you've ever been in?
Probably The Town, because I was on it for 13 weeks. We had to shoot out. We were shooting machine guns in Fenway Park.
Yeah.
I grew up, I worked at Fenway as a teenager. So, you know, I sold sports bars in the audience, you know, in the crowd. And so to walk in there with the machine gun, that was pretty cool.
If you could only do one, would you prefer to rap or to act?
Well, I'm 47 now, so I think act.
but you got new music coming, right?
I do. I always say, like, I do music because I have to. It's a coping mechanism. It's how I kind of it's how I navigate through my own mental health issues and all that, and see clarity in my life. But acting is fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, I love acting. I love flying out to go shoot a movie and just posting up and.
This is probably 20 plus years ago because I'm old. But we had House of Pain at the Burren in Somerville in advance of the show that Dana White did.
Yeah, we did it at the Roxy at the time. It's the Royale now.
It's the Royale now. You remember that?
Yeah.
How long was that?
It was a blast.
It was like.
That was 2009.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Slan, I wanted to ask about, like, the music element of it. Being from Boston, there are a lot of amazing MCs.
There are.
But Boston never gets...
That's Master of Ceremonies, Curtis.
Yes.
It's mainstream recognition, right? And when you start to think of, like, you know, some of the old school artists, or even some of the new school artists, I remember the Ed O.G. and the Bulldogs, obviously Benzino, Almighty RSO, and then...
We have Little Poopy.
Yeah. and then you have...
Acrobatic.
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to Ack. I know he does a sports wrap up here.
Yeah, I saw you comment on it last week or the week before you.
Well, the remake he did over My Mind Playing Tricks on Me was crazy.
Right, yeah. And then you got, like, the newer, younger generation. You got guys like Millie, Smoke Bug, 8-Zip, right? But it's, you know, because...
Well, you're just going to list artists between now and
then. No, because as I go other places, right, I always want to represent, especially in the music, like, you know, these artists are from Boston. But if for whatever reason, we never got that mainstream recognition. And I know people are going to go, well, what about Gangsta? Even though Guru was from Boston, I feel like because DJ Premier is from New York, it almost felt like maybe it was more of a New York group.
I think we had our big superstars in R&B. We had Bobby Brown, yep. New Edition, and BBD and all that. And then I think the model of the music business also changed. So we have a lot of independent artists
right.
that do very well.
Right.
And it almost doesn't make sense to sign a major label deal if you have a following and you're taking in the lion's share of your income.
Yeah.
Why are you going to go sign with a major label mm-hmm. that's going to take 90% of everything you make?
And do you also feel...
We're too smart for that.
Right. And do you feel like the difference also is, because I always get into arguments with cats from down south, the Boston MCs are way more lyrical when they spit rhymes. And a lot of, like, some of these radio plays, they just want the catchy hook that they can play in the club. Is that also part of...
Yeah, I think that's true. But I also think that we built the whole scene up over here over the years and paved the way for now, like, Millie's to really start to have... He's getting towards mainstream success, and so is Bia mm-hmm. and Cousin Stiz.
Yep.
We're starting to get some of these successful artists that have cultivated their careers and kind of blown up independently.
Right.
And then I think you'll see guys like Millie's and Stiz and these guys eventually, you know, sign a bigger deal that will bring them to the next level. But you got to do it the smart way.
Right.
You need leverage.
Yeah.
You know?
May is Mental Health Month.
It is.
I know that that's something that you're really interested in when it comes to helping people.
I am. Yeah. So I just opened up an outpatient program called Grand Rising Behavioral Health. That was something that I'm very passionate about helping people. I like Curtis. I've heard you talk on the show about being in recovery. I've been sober 11 years.
Awesome.
Wow. Awesome.
I had the opportunity to, you know, to help a lot of people in my early recovery and kind of see what resources were available and try to find resources for people. And that led me ultimately to saying, you know what, I think I could open up a better resource. And I opened up a place called Charles River Recovery, which is a detox. It's an inpatient facility about 20 minutes from downtown Boston on the Waltham Weston line. And now that's been open for 3 years and just opened up this other program, which really focuses more on anxiety and depression and mental
health issues. That's what was really interesting to me is you're focusing there on not as much the substance abuse part of it, but just the general mental health situation and anxiety, which is crazy, and people who are or crazy out of control with people, and the issues that people are facing when it comes to just kind of dealing with everyday stress.
I think, you know, it's really breaking the stigma around all of it, right? Like, I think we've done a lot of work with substance use and breaking the stigma. We all have people that we love that are alcoholics and addicts, some in recovery, some still out sick and suffering. But mental health, people tend to think about, like, those people, the people with mental health problems. I think everyone in this room has had a mental health crisis at some point in their lives. And that's what this program focuses on. It could be somebody who's dealing with divorce or losing somebody really close to them, or custody issues. Like, that's what a lot of the people we see are working people. We have a nighttime program. People go to work and then come in. And it's kind of like therapy on steroids. You know, like, a lot of people want to go see a one-on-one therapist, but that's like once a month. If you're going through something really hard, a program like this can be super beneficial.
And I feel like one thing, you know, pandemic really screwed a lot of crap up. I had a weekly meeting that was the same people for like 4 years on one day a week. But the the in-person detox, which is just to get you so you live and you can wean off of alcohol, because if you drink all the time and stop drinking, you could die. And then the behavioral, the mental health component, it's like people get out of the detox and they're sober, unable to numb things that they want to numb, and they're dealing with all the ramifications of their actions for the first time without the thing they used to soften the blow of their life. And I feel like we just have so under, like, when you understand the problem as nobody wakes up like I did at 3 a.m. pouring gin into a vitamin zero water bottle to go to work, because that's fun. It's the most embarrassing, emasculating thing to do in the world to start drinking at 3 in the morning before you go to work. You have to treat the cause. There is a reason you are doing this. There's a reason you're shooting up. There's a reason you're doing whatever. And it's not just that you want to get high or you want to get drunk. The part that is important about the group and the daily thing from my perspective is that when it was really bad for me, I drank by myself. And so to find a community,
it's a connection.
It gives you something to look forward to, that you're not alone and you can actually have things that are better now than they were when you think back to the days of your drinking or whatever the source, the substance you were using.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. I mean, you take the alcohol away from me, you haven't solved my problem. My problem's just beginning, because now I don't have my solution to my problems, which is the alcohol. That's what gets me through, right? Yeah. So now I need a new solution.
It's also interesting when it comes to the mental health aspect, and I'm so happy that you're focusing on that, because just like having an addiction, like, it doesn't discriminate. We talk about it a lot on this show. I'm somebody who's super anxious. I'm medicated for it, and I've had everything in my life given to me. I know that I'm very lucky, but it's a brain chemistry thing that I can't figure out. And so I overthink everything. I'm an overthinker, but there are so many people who feel like, I have everything in my life that I would want. Why do I feel this way? And they feel a shame that comes along with it. So destigmatizing it for anybody, no matter what you're going through, is so important, because people can get help.
Yeah, people think mental health and they think it's like the guy who has 19 personalities and he's talking to the wall, or the dog that doesn't exist. And
Jackson, you know, you're talking about Jackson.
and that's not the case. I mean, you know, we all have our stuff that we struggle with.
Yep. Well, listen, it's awesome that you're doing it.
Keep it up, man.
How do people get information on it?
GrandRisingBehavioralHealth.com.
Okay, yep. Awesome.
Thank you.
Running Man comes out.
Comes out in November. King Ivory comes out in September.
Okay.
And I have a new album called A New State of Grace with Static Selector that comes out in September as well.
All right, awesome.
Staying busy, man.
Let's get a town too.
Thanks for coming. Oh yeah.
You know, it's funny. I back in the day, I was hanging with Gronk one time, and he says, Slaying, like, they should make a town too. I said, yeah, I died on the first one.
Oh, good point.
He was like,
they're not going to.
I mean, to be fair, Gronk wanted a Titanic too. So.
Ben Affleck's character is still alive, so you know, you never know. They're coming out with a Heat too, so anything is possible nowadays.
I mean, it is Joe Mazzulla's favorite film, if I remember correctly.
Gonna need a sequel to that.
Yes, it is. All right, Slain, thank you.
Thank you.
Roadshow number 2 at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, and we're going to get to your Hill Notes next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by findmassmoney.gov.
Are you happy?
I'm so happy. He's even better in person. It was so cool.
I can't believe you guys watch that movie 3 times a week.
And I saw people in the Twitch, like, nobody does that. I'm telling you, we get into modes where it is 3 times a week. It's either we put it on our way to go to sleep or after a night out. It is my favorite movie.
Town
to watch.
Before bed? That's intense.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
all right.
The Red Sox game was rained out yesterday, so today we've got a doubleheader. 1:35 first pitch for the first game. The second game is at 7:10. Brooksy is joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off at Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then the afternoons will be on in between games, and Arcan has a second game at 6:10. In the NBA, the Thunder go up 2 games on the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals, 118-103 the final. SGA led the guys with 38 points. Game 2 of the East is tonight in New York. Tip is at 8. Go Pacers. And while in the NHL, Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers shut out the Hurricanes 5-0 to go up 2 games. in their series. And that was brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. There's lots of things to celebrate this month, from Mother's Day to Memorial Day, and finding money you didn't even know you had. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that just never got to you. Go to FindMassMoney.gov today. It is a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. That is what's trending.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
But tonight, I am Nantucket bound.
You are.
We'll see what happens. We are at the Lobster Trap here in Bourne. Hi, everybody.
Woo!
What a turn. You guys are the most incredible listeners that anybody was ever able to have the pleasure of interacting with. You're amazing. Came out last night at Trading Post, out here this morning at the Lobster Trap, and a week from today, we will be in Newport, Rhode Island, and our Rhode Island Roadshow. We're pre-gaming the night before at the Landing, and I think we're going to try to turn that Landing pre-game into a benefit to help the employees at the Matunuck Oyster Bar.
It's really a tribute to what Perry and everybody there did. Like, the amount of people that have reached out to me on behalf, saying, what can we do?
Yeah.
They just are. And the thing that I always think about, Greg from Whalers, who we get dinner with there each year.
Yeah.
Like, he worked there. He met his wife there. Like, there's so many people. The tentacles of that place are everywhere.
And they're going to rebuild it, and it will be better than it was before. But all of those servers and bartenders and everybody who works there, they're without a summer job. So next week in Newport, hope you'll join us at the pregame at the Landing, and then the road show is happening Friday morning at the Lobster Bar right there on the water in Newport, and should be a great week. And we're road showing it right up until July. So
yeah, we are.
We'll be back here on the Cape at the Beachcomber later this summer.
Pace yourself, Wiggs.
I will. Okay. I'm good.
And it's going to be two for two for Bossman Laird, because accommodations next week also look great. Very nice.
I got to tell you, the bed last night, phenomenal.
Seacrest was great last night. And then where are we staying in Newport?
It's like the Ocean Cliff. I always screw them up. There's a Cliff House. There's
Ocean Cliff.
Ocean Cliff. And I believe you told me that I have like a cottage.
I think we, yes.
Wow.
Which I hope so, because my mom is coming, and so is Santo. So
there you go.
All right. We should get to Hill Notes, and they are brought to you this morning and every morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Good morning. I'm still trying to figure out which was the biggest disaster in Massachusetts. The molasses spill of 1919 or the Granite Links massacre from 2025?
It's hard for us to hear here.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the scenario on that, Griff? You got to crank
up. Is that an us issue or a Jackson issue?
Programming or is that Jackson? I have no idea.
Crank
but
it.
If we turn it up.
I'm going to turn it up.
All right, go ahead, Jackson.
Hey, Sean, look on the positive side. We're only 4 inches shorter than from that time. 44 inches short every night.
Not fair.
Something about my drive. But
oh, I thought he said something about me.
Yeah, it was... I don't know. It was a joke that started about me but ended up with Santo.
Was
one of those ones.
Was that the audio or us?
I thought I heard board shorts.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
Griff, what everybody's asking is the balance on programming needs to be louder in the headphones, not the ambiance.
Right.
Yeah.
I have it jacked in your head.
You have it jacked in the headphones?
It's jacked all the way up in your headphones.
All right. Well,
okay.
Greg, you'll have to go over there and look at the...
This always happens on remotes only during Hill Notes.
Yeah, no. And it's usually a Friday where things just fall off at the end. But
It is.
Yeah. Last Friday, Bermuda.
Yeah, but that was a water issue. And Doug had his shirt on.
Yeah.
Wait, Doug popped the top?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, fully.
Kind of glad I missed that.
Yeah. No. I have photos if you want.
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, Jackson, go ahead.
Hey, Sean, Tom Thibodeau calls. He wants his hairdo back. Dude, keep the hat on. I've seen better looking heads pop out of zippers.
Gross.
We can hear that. Fine. So that you fixed it. Whatever you did, fix it. Yes. You do look. I don't know that. I think the best comparison is the Les Grossman character from Tropic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Tropic. I get it. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe I need to like really kind of fluff up the chest hair. Get the button-down shirt, one button less.
No.
Yeah. Really kind of go
like
for
it. Like the great Teddy Pendergrass said, you just got to let it go.
Thank you, Teddy.
Go ahead, Jackson.
Hey, Shine. I'm not a Pokemon guy, but I must say, I am a fan of yours. I followed you through your weight loss journey, and it looked like you lost about 30. But I saw you on the golf course the other day, and it looks like you might have found 50 somewhere else. Just saying.
Not true.
Jeez.
I thought that was going to end with a shine.
Still
six,
looks good.
It was a different guy.
Yeah. Still look good.
Thank you. Yeah,
keeps you guessing.
Yep.
Yeah, you look great.
Coco, darling, I was trivial, Bessie Love. Oh, Bourne, how quaint, dear. The gateway to the actual Cape. Oh, I would figure that dashing Gregory Hill would know. Any master traveler starts at the tip and works their way down to the base, dear.
Okay, Jesus.
Anywho, dear, I'll DM you later. Mojitos, now, please.
The giggle is what gets
it. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's all the Cape to me, so I... You know,
is that how it works, though? I thought there was a base and... the tip or like the front and the ending. So are we in the front part of the Cape or are we in the...
We're in the beginning.
Odds are you wouldn't start at the end.
Right. Well, I don't know, you know.
I mean, technically, Curtis, if he took the ferry over, he would start at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but there's no bridge to get to P-Town.
I was just asking because isn't there... Is Falmouth, that's not considered Cape, and that's
Sure is Cape.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's going further down.
What's the one on the other side of the bridge?
We are on the other side of the bridge.
Oh, we haven't gone over the bridge yet?
No, sir.
No,
we are over the bridge.
No, you're over the bridge.
You're confusing it. We're over the bridge on the Cape.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. But isn't there another town right before you go over the bridge to come
like
here?
Like Buzzards Bay?
Wiggy, it's called the Bourne Bridge.
Yes.
In Bourne.
Right, but I feel like
when you go over the bridge, you're in Bourne.
So as soon as you go over the bridge, that's considered where the Cape stops.
Correct. It's the canal that you're over.
No?
Oh, there's a Bourne on the other side, too. You're
That's
right.
what I was asking. See? Yeah. I knew there was something on the other side of the bridge, like when you're coming from Boston. That was see?
No, it's not the Cape again. On the other side of the bridge.
He just said it.
No, the canal separates.
Hey.
The canal is what distinguishes Cape Cod.
I'm not from here. These nice people are from here, and they said there's a place.
Bourne is on both sides of the bridge.
There you go.
Curtis, the Cape is on both sides of the bridge.
Okay, I'm not going to get into it. Get bogged down.
Wiggy!
Thank you! I knew it! I knew it! I got a cousin who lives out. Actually, I got two cousins that live out. It's my cousin over there. What up, cousin?
You know what it says when you go off the bridge? There's a big, great manicured lawn.
I'm
you know what it says?
Cape Cod.
Welcome to Cape Cod. Odd thing to put in, not the beginning of the Cape.
I don't know. I'll just ask the question.
Go ahead, Jackson.
Hey, Shime. You ever hear that Queen song? Radio Goo Goo. Radio Gaga. On another note, you know we joke around in here and stuff, but I would never wish any ill will upon Shime. That's terrible what's happening with Liam Hendricks and that, but still, Shime still stinks.
There it is. I knew it was coming.
You should put out a statement like Liam Hendricks.
Yeah. I did.
And ask people to stop critiquing you on your golf game.
Oh, I put out an apology statement after the match.
But you should just say that some of the insults are getting over the line. Yeah. They're crossing the line.
Yeah, unlike my drives, some of those are going a little too far. Yeah.
Keep the insults coming because maybe he'll quit.
Golf, you mean?
Yeah, quit playing golf. No, not the show.
Hey guys, this is Chris Shime. Ignore what I said last year about Polk and Baker being absolute studs. But definitely listen to me this year when I tell you Kyle Williams is going to be the absolute steal of the draft stud. Thank you.
I would like to clarify. I never said Baker would be good. I thought Polk would be better.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's fair.
Do you think this is the origin of Shime's villain story? Like, this might
be the Joker now?
You might be. I'm
worried.
I might
start maniacally laughing.
But, I mean, you could not be more complimentary on this guy.
Kyle Williams is great.
I love him.
You've got him picked for the Pro Bowl already.
I didn't say that. Let's not go that far. I just think he is a down-the-field threat that the Patriots very much lacked last year. Drake May likes to take shots down the field, and you're going to see a lot of it this year.
Then you hear Ninkle say it's OTAs.
Yeah.
Nothing counts.
Yeah, no, it doesn't count, but you can generally judge a person's perspective. Like, you can judge how the quarterback feels about attacking down the field on if he's attacking down the field to certain guys, right?
Yeah.
All right, Clark Jackson.
Oh, Courtney, you are so sweet, but bless your heart. And I don't mean that in the Christian way. I mean that in the Southern auntie kind of way. Yesterday, asking Shime what his favorite fossilized Pokemon was, as if you cared... If you did care, what was his answer to that question?
Ooh. Good trivia.
Do you remember?
No.
It was something that led to a different fossil family. I had the fossils pulled up in front of me, but you're right. It went in one ear up the other.
The correct answer was Rampardos.
But what was the family?
So it's the evolved form of Kranidos.
We're out of time.
From the skull fossil.
We're out of time.
Skull fossil, yeah.
Go ahead, Jackson.
All right, numbnuts. Let's see if you really are open-minded and you don't shut down because what I tell you doesn't align with what you believe. Yes, cell phones in school is an issue, but the kids of today live in a digital overload world. They have truly become addicted to these cell phones, and we as a society need to support them. It's an addiction. We all got to work together, the schools, the parents, the kids, and the community. And by the way, how pathetic are you trying to get a match against Shime so that you can be just like Greg, your buddy. When I offered you a match, me and Shime against you and Greg, you don't say a word. You just run and hide. And by the way, watch yourself on Twitch.
Put this off, Jack.
You're on your phone all the time.
Stop it,
nuts.
Thank you. Do you understand the irony of that guy? He says, I'm trying to get involved in something because I'm a loser. When he's trying to do the exact same thing. And if you're addicted to something, you absolute moron, you don't give them more of it.
He really gets under your skin.
Yeah, he does.
So dumb.
He does.
Such a moron.
I'm addicted to my phone. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it's a problem
I
have.
Are addicted to their phones, so we should give more of it to them. Yeah.
It was the Wachusett show that I think really put him over the edge. The night before, gifting Greg the sign, my good friend Chris Curtis.
Oh, everybody, I play a role at the school. We're best friends.
Go ahead, Jackson.
Shime, I just got a chance to catch up on all the videos of your golf match the other day.
Oh, boy.
And I just got to say one thing. Your golf swing is superior to Greg's. Greg looks like someone who just got out of a wheelchair for like 15 years and someone handed him a golf club for the first time ever and he just waved it around. But Greg is a smart player. He knows his limitations. He knows how to get it around and he crushed you because of that. You have a very good golf swing, but you swing as hard as Rory McIlroy, which is ridiculous, and you also have no idea how to set up or course manage. Take a lesson, figure it out, and you will dominate Greg in any match going forward because your mechanics are a million times better.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah, I've heard that actually quite a bit, yeah. But it doesn't really matter when you get your ass beat 5-0.
Yeah.
So.
Well, down the road, another rematch maybe.
Maybe one day. Yeah, maybe when you're a little bit older and I'm a little bit wiser. Maybe. Yeah.
The 41 will happen.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jackson.
Jackson here. Recent events have made me disappointed with a friend and colleague. I've been afraid to air my grievances out of fear of backlash. But as he's out of the office today, here goes. The Randy's golfer, he is all chucking, heavy breathing. I'm sorry, brother, but do you sit down when you pee? Sean's an awful golfer, even Coco could not believe it. With all that blubber, still couldn't hit it past a lady's tee.
I like Jackson Guy, but it might be a little much.
Yeah, not his best work.
We don't need more music in these. We need less.
Less music?
Yeah. He's hard enough to hear it.
I like when Dave does the music.
I think he does a great job.
Yeah. But, that was not the best. Not his best work, Jackson.
No, sorry, Jack.
But Jackson did include it, coincidentally. all right, what's next?
Liam Hendricks, we all love you, brother. After hearing what that jerk wrote to you this morning, I'm embarrassed to call myself a sports fan. But I've been rooting for my Boston teams as long as I can remember. I have nothing but love for my teams and the players that make them up. I love you. I love that you beat cancer. I love that you have a beautiful family. And I love that you're a Boston Red Sox. Be well, my brother. And everyone on the show loves you. I've heard them say it. It's just difficult to understand it when Shime says it because he's usually wearing a ball gag. Be well.
Well played.
Oh, that was a good one. That was very good.
And you love him.
I love him.
You love Liam.
Right. Yes, in a platonic way.
Okay. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. I think we should take a break.
Yes.
But great job on Hill Notes this morning, the ones we could hear. Fantastic. Brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Incredible 14 or 15 hours on the Cape. An unbelievable night last night at the Trading Post, and this morning here at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, Roadshow week number two. This may have to, it might be early to say this, but it might have to become a regular visit. Yeah, you think so? Maybe. I want to thank everybody, the staff last night, staff this morning working hard. Make sure you tip your bartenders and your waitresses. Rob Ninkovich, Slain, our whole crew from the radio station, Griff and Ken Laird and Carolyn and Ashley from the Greg Hill Foundation. Yes. Want to thank Ashley.
And Jay.
And Jay Miller. Want to thank Jay Miller for coming by and hanging out. Before we go, we got to get to Mind Your Business, which is brought to you by Harbor One Bank. Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business. And who do we think needs to mind their business this week?
I think that some media members need to mind their business when it comes to Old Bay with Old Bay.
I think
Jordan and Bill just need to live their life, maybe get out of the spotlight a little bit. Let them do their thing. If they're happy, let them be happy. Just focus on Bill on the field.
Yeah, really.
I would say if you don't want the spotlight, maybe don't share Old Bay on social media. But yes.
That's true. Old Bay is delicious.
It is. Yeah.
And it was a great play on words.
Yeah.
It was. She's witty.
She is. I have another one. The subhuman who wrote on the wife of Liam Hendricks' social media platform that her husband should kill himself.
Yeah.
And that he wished that he had cancer again or cancer.
Yeah.
Just go away, mind your business, look in a mirror, and go outside.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
I would say some people in the Boston sports media that were complaining about Alex Cora going to see his daughter graduate and then missing a game, taking her out for dinner.
Yes, Wiggs.
You only get to see your kid graduate. Well, maybe he said she would graduate from medical school or wherever she's to get her master's. But, yeah, mind your business. It's 1-162 in the middle of May. No big deal.
I have a question. What did Wiggy say about Tuukka Rask in the bubble?
That was the playoffs.
Okay.
Playoffs are different.
I'm keeping it a dollar bill.
I said about Alex Cora, if it's the playoffs, you can criticize him. Same way I criticized Tuukka in the playoffs.
I hear you.
1-162, yeah. No big deal.
Two U's, two K's, one win.
That's a loss.
Curtis, don't you dare point out Wiggy's hypocrisy.
No, it's not hypocrisy. You can't twist the words.
I didn't twist anything.
I said playoffs, I'll give you. Yeah. If Tuukka missed the regular season game in the bubble or anytime, no big deal. But that was a playoff game. Cora misses a playoff game for his daughter's graduation. That's an issue. 1-162 doesn't matter. What doesn't matter if it's Cora or Tuukka.
Okay. All right. Mind Your Business brought to you by Harbor One Bank, and we thank them for being a part of every roadshow this roadshow season. You want to thank Sensei.
I want to thank Sensei because he's been here working all morning. If you haven't seen any of Sensei's work, it's incredible. He is a talent.
He gave me a couple Pokemon pictures, too.
Oh, very cool.
Awesome. Talented. Shout out to Sensei.
I do think Dave has a surprise for Wiggy before we leave today.
Oh.
What do we got here?
Look at that live lobster.
Live lobster.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, look at that sucker.
Look at that.
You can pick it
up.
That's
a big boy.
There you go.
Wow.
You can see that on Twitch or on YouTube if you're watching the show. That is a...
Are we supposed to kill him first now because it's inhumane to just drop him in the hot water?
Wow.
No, I'm not taking those rubber bands off. Hell no.
All right.
Might walk away.
That thing is massive.
That is like a dog. That is huge.
And it's the size of a puppy.
How many pounds is that?
Wow.
Six
pounds. Pounder?
Yeah.
Holy guac.
Six pounder.
Smokes.
Put it in some ice. I'll take it home.
All right.
Yeah, you should bring that home to Mrs. Wiggins.
Yeah, she's already got a six pounder.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
My bad. Right. My bad. I'm sorry.
James is here.
Yeah, James is sitting right here.
Earmuffs.
Hi, James. You know how you got here.
Okay.
Hey, James.
He's learning.
Say bye to Greg.
Hi, James.
High five.
I think it's out.
All right.
All right.
His legs might fall off.
All right.
Or his hands.
Well, I hate to go. I wish we could stay for another hour. You guys are incredible. Thank you so much, Cape Cod. We love you to death. We'll see you in another couple weeks at the Coma.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we going to do the wrap up on Monday?
No, we're going to do the wrap up.
Oh, okay.
Now.
I didn't know that.
We're going to finish the show with the weekly wrap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait. So is that it? Everybody got their have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Bagawi.
See you on Nantucket. Enjoy Jones and Keith. They are next, and we will end this with Acrobatic. We're doing it right now. You're going to get to hear it live right now. The weekly wrap-up in sports from our guy, Acrobatic, to send us all home for Memorial Day weekend. Here you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.